I'm Gary Collie. In the beginning, the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth. And we learn also that God created man in his own image, Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27. But we realize that there are those who do not want to accept this as being correct, although in every way we find their science, so-called, is just that. It is falsely so-called because science means to I know, and yet they do not know that creation science is a fallacious reasoning. They do not know that the Bible is fallacious. They do not know that the world was not made by God. They do not know that there is not a God. They do not know that man was not created by God. In fact, my friends, when you take just a small look at what they do and say concerning how man came to this world, it makes you wonder how anyone who claims to be educated could possibly accept such a ridiculous theory. When Darwin published his Origin of Species, he succeeded in opening the floodgate of ideas regarding the theory of evolution. That means that we started out in one way and evolved to something else. The latest of these theories was presented by Sherwood Chang, a chemist with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, at the recently conducted 8th International Conference on the Origin of Life in Berkeley, California. Mr. Chang suggests life possibly originated on Earth when rocks were broken open by falling meteorites. He said, and I'm quoting, "What we're trying to do is examine a potential source of organic material that has not been examined." He and his associates told the conference about their efforts to crack open an olivine, a mineral commonly found in rocks. The Tennessee and AP News release stated, "The scientists found that carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, which were dissolved in olivine as impurities, migrated to the cracked surfaces. They combined to form water vapor, carbon dioxide, methane, and a surprising variety of fairly complex organic gases needed for life to begin," Chang said. However, Chang admitted there are uncertainties about whether rocks struck by meteorites really could release enough organic compounds to get life started, the AP release said. Well, my friends, these are just some of the things where men have decided that smarter than God. They've decided that they know that God did not create the heavens and the earth nor man. Man still produces man, monkeys still produce monkeys, and every seed produces after its kind, as God has said.